As soon as you're born, they make
it. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to the comments of Robert of West Allis. Very good comments about shoring up our NATO allies. And, you know, Robert, to your point, which is true, would we have assassinated Adolf Hitler? Of course, we would have. Adolf Hitler didn't have nuclear weapons. That's the problem. In other words, there were German army officers who tried to assassinate him and sadly didn't work. Putin knows this. He also knows, if you take a look, he sits at this 50-foot table. He's not doing it because of COVID. He's doing it because just one brush of polonium on him, some of these poisons, polonium is a poison that's generated when you enrich uranium and you're really creating a nuclear weapon. And they killed a guy with polonium in England. I'll tell you what, Alexei Navalny was almost killed with poison. He's very afraid of poison. Guy comes up and claps him on the back or the neck or shakes hand, and he has a little dot on a piece of cloth in his hand, and that's curtains for Vladimir. So he doesn't do that. The other thing is he has guards up the wazoo, but you know something? You have to trust your guards. You have to trust your guards. The guards have killed the people they're supposed to guard. Governor of the Punjab was killed by one of his guards because he thought he had blasphemed. Anwar Sadat was killed by his guards. And so he replaces them, and he replaces people. And I'm sure he sleeps in a locked bedroom with a gun next to him. It's a hell of a life. If he could be assassinated, that would be terrific. The Ukrainians, and this would not be us, they're the ones whose kids have been killed, wives and husbands have been killed. They look like Russians. They speak Russian fluently, many of them. And to have them go into Russia to go after him is great. Good luck in trying to get close enough to do it. I think one way to do it, the CIA knows at all times where he is physically, put a cruise missile in the building. The problem is you put a cruise missile in the building and it's Adolf Hitler and he has no nuclear weapons, you do it in a heartbeat. You do it to this guy, it's an attack on Russia. Who knows what they do with the nukes? It is easier and cleaner if what happens is that Russia does its customary outstanding job in transitioning leadership. After the First World War, the revolutionaries murdered the Tsar, his wife, and I think he had six kids, and murdered them all. Stalin came to power. He was afraid of a guy named Leon Trotsky. He was going to kill Trotsky. Trotsky went to Mexico City in disguise. They found him out. He's walking down a street in Mexico City in the 1940s. Guy comes up behind him with a hatchet and hits him in the head and kills him. Stalin dies. Khrushchev comes in. Khrushchev screws up the invasion of Czechoslovakia, and out he goes. Remember, he had a whole series of Kosygin, Brezhnev, and all these characters. Gorbachev comes in. One reason that Gorbachev basically consented to democratic rule under Boris Yeltsin is because the Afghan war went very poorly. They were in Afghanistan for 9 years, from about 1980 roughly to 89 roughly. And, you know, the problem is when a Western power goes into Afghanistan, in the modern thing, you have a choice between genocide and withdrawing. I mean, the people are riding two to a donkey. The guy in the front steers by pulling on the donkey's ears left to right. The other guy's riding shotgun. And the British went in the 19th century. The Ruskies went in the 1980s. We went in because of 9/11. We're there 20 years. And at some point, if people have such, frankly, a degraded culture and just a willingness to live in a degraded, servile fashion, you know, it's inhuman to kill everybody. You leave. You're not going to change them, ever going to change them. But that polished off Gorbachev, and it polished off the Soviet Union. At least it was one of the contributing factors. I agree with Robert 100% that we have to stand by our allies in NATO and the EU, especially with energy. Something like Europe gets something like 40% of its natural gas from Russia, and a lot higher than that in oil. Where's it going to come from? We've tried to get Saudi Arabia to play ball and increase production. They won't do it because they're trying to jack up the price. Saudi Arabia is a faithless ally of the 9/11 hijackers. About 17 or 16 of them were Saudi Arabians. The Saudi Arabian consul, I think in L.A., was in on it. The Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States had in his pocket a piece of paper with the phone number of one of them. They have the imperative of jihad. Jihad means struggle, fight. Islam itself in Arabic means submission. It's a cultural imperative to make your apostate neighbors convert to what you want or you kill them. We then brought Saudi Arabian pilots in and trained them with the Navy in Florida, and they killed people. Remember the guy comes in a couple of years ago with a gun and shoots sailors right in the class. And it turned out the whole Saudi Arabian class got sent back to Saudi Arabia because a lot of them on Liberty went up to New York scouting targets to bomb. They are a faithless ally. They only understand force. They've been doing some good things. They're afraid of Iran and in Yemen. They're afraid of the Yemeni revolutionaries. You can only deal with Saudi Arabia under its present government by working their fears and telling them that we can help protect you. But they have got to come correct with some respect. And one of it is to build up their own oil exports to Europe. We are the largest energy producing country in the world. You may think that's surprising because of the Ruskies and Saudis and all that, and it's true. We could make up the slack and not just going to, you know, our oil reserves. Fracking is a very, very ugly word in environmental circles, and so Biden has prevented fracking on federal lands. But the truth of the matter is, when that technology came to be, it was a godsend in terms of energy production. And yes, we're going to go, GM will go all electric cars by 2035 and all this, and I agree with that 100%. But we're talking now in 2022, and we're talking Russia with nuclear weapons, and we're talking Europe. We've got to support Europe. So I would simply say in Robert's comments, which are quite good comments, we've got to support Europe with that. And then secondly, Putin has given up any rights, I think, as a human being, just like Hitler did. You know, they go in right now. He is conscripting troops in Chechnya. Chechnya is an Islamic country, and their troops were quite brutal. They're very similar to ISIS in a way. ISIS, when they would capture people in Christian communities, crucified some of them. The Turks did that to the Armenians, some of them, 100 years ago. You know, at what point does NATO sit back? Remember, Poland and Ukraine have a border where they these troops come in to butcher women and do what they did to the Yazidis in Syria, do what they did, what the Taliban's done to the Hazaris in Afghanistan. And what amount of sadism are we going to tolerate? Putin is the ultimate sadist. He bombed a shelter for kids when they had put on the ground next to it in big letters for pilots to see, children. They targeted it. Frankly, if they hadn't put that there, they might not have bombed it because it looked like a warehouse. Nobody thought that in the 21st century, in the year 2022, a modern power, Russia, I was there in 97 in the middle of the Yeltsin thaw. It's a great country. Went to St. Petersburg, worked there for about a week, went to the Hermitage, went to the Winter Palace, went to Pushkin, went out and saw where the German troops had laid siege to Leningrad for 3 years, 1,000 days. Read a book called The 1,000 Days by Harrison Salisbury, The Siege of Leningrad. It's chilling. The only way they could get food into the city was in the winter when the lake froze over and they could come that way. Otherwise, people starved. 800,000 people were killed. People stole food from each other, killed each other, ate each other. There is a siege of Leningrad going on right now. It's called Mariupol. The Ruskies are not letting in water. They're not letting in food. They're waiting for the people there to starve and fight themselves as they themselves did in Leningrad in the 1940s. This is sadism. One of the things that I would do, and of course, you know, I'm glad Biden's in there. Thank God Biden's in there. But simply announce we're going to have a humanitarian corridor policed by our Air Force. We assume the Ruskies are not going to bomb it from the sea, and they're not going to bomb it from anywhere else. If they do, we're only bringing in water and food, but and we're evacuating people. They've said themselves there'll be a humanitarian corridor. Must be a mistake if one of them fires, then we're going to have to respond and wipe them out. And they're not going to want that. I get it. I get it. We are sitting by and in Mariupol watching the siege of Leningrad again. There was a girl that was in, and she was like a teenager, early 20s, said she and her sister had entered into a suicide pact. They got so bad they commit suicide together. That's what they did in Leningrad. They were the Nazis that were laying siege to Leningrad. Now the Nazis are laying siege to Mariupol. And you cannot negotiate with Putin. He's being humiliated. The fact of the matter is they've gone into crowds and just shot protesters. A woman, her driver, and her mother were in a car, and they managed to get out of Mariupol, and they were stopped by Russians. The Russians taunted the woman for what they're doing in the country and made the driver, a male driver, strip, take off all his clothes. Then they saw that he had a tattoo, and they said, oh, you're a sniper. He said, no, I'm not, and he pretended to be sympathetic to them and let him go. The woman said, if he hadn't done that, they would have killed me, the driver, and the mother. These are Nazis, and they've got to be treated as Nazis. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.